Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump has a lot to do after having been sworn in as the 45th President of the United States. He is a workaholic, and that's good news. He's not going to waste his time on the golf course. He has a lot to do to undo some of the mess that former President Obama left him, including a last-minute appointment of a person by the name of Randy Berry, and he is Obama's special envoy for the rights of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex persons. And this is one of many situations where President Trump can eliminate entire sections of this bloated bureaucracy. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a good place where the president and the Congress can take action to literally start to downsize some of this bloated bureaucracy.
Well, that's right. President Trump has pledged to reduce the size of the federal government by 20%. And a lot of the chaff that needs to be cut away here was only recently put into place. So President Obama, his chief export has been sexual immorality here, and he has entrenched, his goal was to entrench many of these radical progressive LGBTIQ, LMNOP, whatever it is, activists into the federal government. And this guy, Randy Berry, is a radical. This is a career position, a deputy assistant secretary position, falls under the State Department. It's a new subdivision that was put into place by Democrats in 2014. And with a sign of a pen, they can cut away this position. This is an attempt to interfere with religious liberty. And Berry stirred a great deal of controversy by inserting the homosexual activist agenda, which is anathema to religious freedom, which attacks religious liberty, into dealings with religious freedom abroad. So this was a poison pill that President Obama put in to try to entrench his radical progressive agenda, and it's cancerous, and Donald Trump needs to cut the cancer away.
You know, this doesn't make sense. Barry said that he is successful because he assures elites in other countries that the U.S. is not promoting special rights, quote unquote, for LGBTI persons. Now,
that's exactly what they're doing. In fact, this particular department was formed by Senate Democrats in 2014, and it is something that they and Obama did to promote the so-called LGBTI intersex, amazingly, agenda. And in the first year of being special envoy, this guy met with 42 countries, including the Holy See, with activists and with religious leaders whom he said were largely in favor of the progressive agenda. Right. I'm sure that the Roman Catholic Holy See was really in favor of this particular agenda. He called the Russian and Nigerian laws protecting children from homosexual material draconian and a violation of free speech. I mean, this is a radical individual. And so at the 11th hour, what Obama did was he moved over to the DRL, which is the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, as a career deputy assistant secretary. And this is where the Obama agenda will be hardest to overcome, according to the report. The DRL formulates policy that U.S. staff at the UN execute. So this is an individual that Obama moved over to this particular career position at the 11th hour, and he did many, many of these kinds of acts at the 11th hour. I think that President Trump, when he comes into office and continues to move through all of this, and now he is looking at all this federal spending, he's already put a freeze on hiring new federal employees because of the bloated federal bureaucracy that has burgeoned under Obama. This is one area where he can just simply take a pen right. and start Xing out some of these expenditures and eliminate entire sections that are unnecessary.
I mean, I have an issue with here someone is being paid with taxpayer money in a key position to promote gender confusion.
Yeah.
Well, and not just that, to actively work against religious freedom and to promote religious persecution. You know, Matt, the Center for Family and Human Rights, CFAM, notes here that this fellow Barry, quote, not only oversaw the incorporation of LGBT into the Religious Freedom Office, something not included in the congressional mandate that set the office up, but he also oversaw the persecution and eventual exit of employees, Foreign Service officers, Christians, who objected to mixing the LGBT issues with religious persecution. So the good news is that we saw Donald Trump on day one, the moment the new White House website went up, we saw a couple things completely removed. I read somewhere that if you do a search, all of the LGBT issues that Obama pushed so hard have been removed from the White House website.
Hallelujah.
And also all the climate change and global warming hoax, quasi-science that's out there was removed from the White House website. But it's encouraging that apparently this president will be working for religious freedom and against this radical leftist progressive sexual anarchist agenda.
So the grown-ups have taken over, huh?
Yeah, they have. It's amazing the mess that Obama has brought to this country. You know, when you have this kind of a stupid agenda, frankly, of trying to promote this idea that you can change your sex any way you want to, it's pretty much epitomized in the fiasco of Target that lost billions of dollars in market share. And now we have an individual who was arrested, a 41-year-old, and he was arrested because he put in a camera in a Target store family restroom. And there's a picture of the camera. The family restroom has the camera pictured there.
I can't even tell where the camera is. That's so deceiving.
He put the camera right there in this family restroom. And so now he has been arrested for doing that because he wanted to film people in this family restroom, which obviously would include men, but it also includes women and young children, young girls that would come into this family single-use restroom, if you will. This is a Target store. And, of course, Target has opened up its bathrooms and its changing rooms to men like this 41-year-old pervert to come in and do these kinds of things, to intrude on the privacy of young girls and women and to become voyeurs or, even worse, to become sexual assailants.
And this is just the latest in dozens of such instances where perverts have taken advantage of this transgender policy that Target has put, which puts folks, your women, your wives, your daughters, at risk. And Target, as you point out, Matt, has lost millions and millions of dollars in stock, and their reputation has been diminished tremendously. There's a massive boycott going on because they're buying into this radical ideology that says a man can be a woman and a woman can be a man.
Yeah, what we have is just ridiculous ideas of, you know, people go on the internet and they fill their mind with pornographic images, or they fill their mind with these kinds of things. And then they look out into the community and say, well, where can I take out this fantasy in reality? And so they actually have these places like Target. Target welcomes them, if you will, has a welcome sign. Target had the rainbow pictures sometimes in its store. But now they've literally opened up, unbelievably, women's restrooms for any pervert who thinks that they are a woman. Or
just
who
wants to pretend that they're a woman.
Exactly. Yeah. They just want to pretend that they're a woman.
Well, they're all pretending, but...
No, they're all pretending, yeah, because, I mean, you can't change your biology. You just simply can't do that. You are either male or female, and to have this fictitious notion that you can think, therefore, you are someone of the opposite sex, and therefore the law should protect you, is absolutely absurd.
But as a woman, I mean, it's not only a safety issue, but now there's a fear factor, and now do you have to, every time you need to go into a public restroom, do I have to check all the facilities if there's cameras waiting? I mean, it's just absurd.
Yeah, you know, is there going to be a camera pushed underneath the stall, or is there going to be a camera
installed
there? Or alternatively, are you going to walk out and hear some burly man in the restroom.
That causes fear in a woman's
mind. It causes fear. And for little girls, I mean, it can be very traumatic. For, for women, it can be very traumatic.
Well, and there have been sexual assaults that have occurred under these conditions.
Well, we need to return to a sanctity of not only human life, but just a reality of a gut check. Hey, you cannot be a woman if you are born a man. These kinds of policies and laws. And, you know, what's so absurd is when the media plays along with this facade and they'll call someone like Chelsea Manning calling Chelsea Manning a she. No, Chelsea
Bradley Manning.
Yeah, Bradley Manning is a he. Bradley can change his name to Chelsea, but he can't change his sex to female. For more information, Stand with Liberty Council. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. Stand with us in your prayers and in your financial support, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation.